Welcome to Own It, the podcast with Tatiana Amico. I help changemakers like you attract dream clients, build a business where your authenticity is what works, and live an extraordinary life. Because in my world, it's not just about building a business. It's about experiencing magic and miracles every single day. Ready to learn and implement what it actually takes to grow an aligned business? Amplify who you truly are, own your unique brilliance, and get paid doing the work you were put on this earth to do, and in a way that fuels your soul, then this podcast is for you. Ready to go all in on you and your business? Check out TatianaAmico.com for more information on working together, and let's do this.
Hey, so this episode is coming at ya because the other day I saw a Facebook memory come up. And it was one in which I had shared my very first business card. I was putting it out into the world. I am a health coach. And I realized something about this card. It actually, it brought up a lot in me, which is why I'm doing this episode, what we're going to be getting into. But the very first thing I noticed is just how basic and boring and cookie cutter, healthy lifestyle stuff this card was. So I'm definitely going to be talking about that. But again, it just brought up a lot. It reminded me of this, you know, these years of building this business and all the twists and turns of the journey. And most importantly, seeing that I have never given up, how I've been unwavering in what I'm here to do, even with the shifts, even with the pivots. I have been unwavering in knowing that I am here for so much more, that I go against what's normal. I refuse to settle. I'm not going to follow the shoulds. I did that for far too long in my life until I realized no more. I decided no more, and that I was going to listen to myself. And this is what it's really been about. You know, knowing that I was here on purpose, knowing that I had my own unique gifts to share with the world that no one else had, because how could they? They're not me. And letting go of this thinking that these gifts or my purpose needs to be something massive. And I feel like that can really hold us back because everyone's like, oh my gosh, what is my purpose? What are my gifts? It gets to be so simple, incredible yet simple. It's just what you offer based on your experience, your life, what you're learning, what you're into, the thing that you can help others with. And that evolves over time. For me, it has evolved immensely. But again, even letting go of that, it doesn't have to be me like curing cancer or something. It's what I know that I can offer the world. So it's not just about this business card. All right, so let's get into this. And of course, I'm going to be sharing stories throughout because that's how I roll. But I started thinking and remembering when I got my health coach certification and I was doing things like getting a business card. I had no idea what I was doing. Like, I had no idea how to actually build a business. I was not taught any of that stuff. I do actually remember even before I started my health coaching business, I had this feeling inside of me for a long time that I was going to have my own business. And even when I was working for someone else, I would be starting to go to these local business events just to learn certain things about building a business. But it's so interesting when I think about it, because they never really taught me the things that I really, really, really needed to know. And this is why I've been speaking up about this a lot. So again, I was doing these things. I was all over the place. It felt like I was throwing spaghetti at the wall. I remember being so overwhelmed. Like, I really wanted to help people, but I had no idea how to even begin or where to begin. So I did the things that I thought that I needed and things that I saw other people doing and things that I learned out there, like getting a business card. I don't even have a business card anymore. If someone wants to find me, I'm like, go to my Instagram, go to my website, go to my Facebook page, go to my podcast. That's where you're going to find me. And that's where you're going to like know who Tatiana Amico is. So Oh yeah, and I did have a website, and I remember this. I actually had a blog, and I was posting recipes. Again, doing these kinds of things that I thought that I had to do because I saw other health coaches, quote unquote, successful health coaches doing. And I don't even like to cook. I didn't go into becoming a health coach because I wanted to teach on nutrition and how to cook and all of this kinds of stuff. But then I found myself thrown into it because that's what it looked like everyone else was doing. And that's the kind of stuff that I was sharing, more about food, things like that. And the thing is that some of this stuff got a lot of traction. It got a lot of traction. People are all about it, sharing my recipes, all of this kind of stuff. But I was not getting customers. I was not getting customers. I was also falling for all of the shiny things that I didn't really need. And one thing particular that comes to mind was a Pinterest training. And I'm not saying that this kind of stuff can't help. It definitely can. But this kind of stuff, social media trainings, content trainings, what else is out there? Just any sort of like business plan or roadmap, all of this stuff that's out there that can really get us because these people are really good at marketing. It's not really going to be beneficial if we don't have a solid AF foundation, if we don't have certain things in place that are then going to help us actually take action on those things and do those things so that they actually work. And I'm going to share about that a little bit later. Before I get into, the things I wish I would have known and the lessons and the wisdom from all of this, I want to share things that I did that really did help me. And I think that this is so important because often we can look back and be like, oh, I didn't get this and I didn't get these results that I wanted. And oh my goodness, like I wish I would have known this back then and I should have known this and I should have done that. We can go to that place. But something that I really love to do, and again, something that I share, with everyone that sees my things, and especially with my clients as well, is let's celebrate ourselves, the little things. Let's make sure that we are consistently giving ourselves some props, seeing all that we are doing and how amazing that we are. Even if it's not that exact result that we want or whatever, make sure that you are giving yourself some props and some love along the way. I do this every single day. Every single day, in some way, I am giving myself props. Again, even if the outcome isn't what I want or expect, or it isn't the big thing, I am celebrating all of the quote unquote little things because it's those little things that lead to the bigger things. Okay, so one, I was putting myself out there, like consistently sharing about what I do. Consistently sharing things, my wherever, you know what I mean? Sharing what I do, sharing my thoughts, sharing tips, all of this kind of stuff. I was at least putting that out there, even though it might not have been the best way or whatever. For me, the fact that I was doing that was huge, and doing it consistently, even when no one was signing up to work with me. I want to say that again. I kept going and sharing even when no one signed up. It wasn't this BS of, oh my gosh, I'm doing all of this stuff. No one's joining. F it, I'm just going to quit. No, because I knew that I was here for something bigger than myself. I knew that from well beyond before I even started my business. So there's no way in hell I was going to give up. I was going to figure this out. And I have stayed that way ever since. That unwavering that is inside of me for this or what I'm here to do. Okay, another part to this, number two, I gave a shit about others. Like, I really gave a shit about others. And you know what? That is the best business marketing advice I could give. Truly care about others, not seeing others as dollar signs, not seeing others as potential clients. And oh my gosh, prospects and leads. I'm like throwing up in my mouth. Anytime I see people calling humans prospects and leads, I can't. I'm out. You lost me. I'm out. Or followers. I'm out. I'm out, right? Whew. So building genuine connections. I was building genuine connections. I was talking to, I was being human. I was allowing myself to be human, talking to people, connecting with people that I had things in common with. You know, I was getting in Facebook groups and again, just connecting and meeting new people. I was a stay-at-home mom. I was pretty much here by myself. My husband was at work. I'm sitting here with a baby on my boob, you know, and I'm just meeting people on the internet, in Facebook groups and also meetups. So I was meeting people outside in the real world as well. So it wasn't just all on the internet. But I really wanted that. I wanted to connect with other people. And I just want to say this. I am an introvert. Introverted, extroverted, whatever. But I mean, I do like, I'm not go out there and I'm like all over the place. You know what I mean? So it wasn't even that, it wasn't very easy for me to go out and be around people all the time and talk to people. I'll be there, but I'm kind of like not all up in people's faces. I'm a little laid back, you know, but then you start talking to me and it's on, let's go. Right. Okay. So I also did things to position myself as an expert and to build credibility. Huge, huge, huge. This helped me so much later on. When I look back, I'm like, oh, damn, these things really set me up. And I'm so proud of myself for that. Again, I was doing things that were positioning myself as an expert in building credibility. So I was doing workshops or like, I don't know, classes in person and online. And I just want to say something. The workshops in person, it was maybe 4 people coming, and that included my mother. But it gave me street cred. You know, I would share that I was doing this kind of stuff. I even had a reporter from some local newspaper do an article about me because I was sharing that I was doing all of this stuff. I was doing online classes, learning technology, holy macaroni. I remember being in that and learning how to use all of this tech and all of these programs and everything else. And feeling very, very overwhelmed, but again, refusing to give up and knowing that that was going to help me going forward. And it really, really has, because I do know how to use a lot of things now. Even when doing it, I was like, pulling my hair out. People were helping me in my online community because I was surrounding myself with others that were doing this kind of stuff too. So I would reach out and ask for help. I guess asking for help could be another thing that was huge too, you know, asking for help, not trying to do everything but on my own. So people would help me out. I also did health fairs. Oh my gosh. Again, very scary for me. I had no idea what I was doing, feeling super overwhelmed, but I freaking did it. And once I did the one, it was so easy for me to do the other one. And actually the first one I did that was, you know, total shit, if I'm being honest, but at least I did it. I got my first client from that. So how cool is that? But again, most importantly, this kind of stuff really positioned myself as an expert and building credibility. And it got me in front of people. And I was talking to people about what I do. And they could feel me and they could feel my energy. They could feel my passion. I had people telling me that all the time. That, but it was not leading to customers. Because there's one thing to be like, I feel your passion for this. Good for you. Or like the BFF energy versus, ooh, I feel that. And I believe that you can really, really help me. I can feel that connection. And let's go. Let's do this. Take my money. There's a difference there. And again, I'm going to be talking about that. Okay. So because of all of this, everything that I had been doing, I started to becoming known for what I was about. And at this time, it was really mostly about how effed up the food industry is. You know, I was doing grocery store tours, all that kind of stuff. And just learning how to fuel our bodies better. Taking certain things out, bringing certain things, blah, 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 blah. I'm not even going to get into all that. But that was because I was speaking up and I was sharing my truth. I was speaking up and I was sharing my truth. And that was very scary. And I lost people. I lost people that were supposedly family. I lost, you know, random people. And that was a huge thing for me to really have to work on. And as I look back, That is one of the main things that I really do help my clients with, really being able to show up and owning who they are and what they stand for, what they are want to be known for, all of this kind of stuff, because that sounds really cute and awesome. But when you're holding yourself back because you're so afraid of losing people and judgments and all of this, and let me tell you, it's not as easy as just being all like, oh, fuck it. I don't care what anybody thinks about me. No, girl. It's so much deeper than that. I mean, this is years of working on myself to get to the place that I'm at now. And if I would have known everything that I help others with now, it would have happened much faster, but it's all good. I really truly believe that there are many of us. I am one of them. I'm sure that you feel me on this, what I'm about to say. We walk through fires, we go through the things so that we can gain all of the wisdom. And that's our gift. That's our gifts. That's our purpose to then help others walk through it too. So it's much easier and much faster for them to go through it. You feel me on that? Okay. So let's see, where was I? Because I do have an outline here. I'm not gonna lie. Okay. So yeah, speaking of, and speaking my truth, doing all of that. But I was still feeling really kind of stuck in my business. I wasn't really building anything. And again, what I was sharing was more of these like tips kind of stuff, things about foods. You know, I was sharing what was in foods and I was sharing what better foods to eat, things like that. It wasn't anything that was really going to call in those soul aligned FBS clients. And I knew this because what I was getting from people, it was mostly people tagging me in posts, asking me if they think that I should, if they should eat this, or asking me about certain ingredients, or asking me about, you know, nutritional content and certain things. And again, it makes sense because of most of my content was about this. But looking back, I can remember getting so annoyed. I'm like, why don't you just Google this? You know what I mean? I was getting frustrated. I was getting annoyed. I didn't really understand why. I didn't know what was going on. And I mean, that was some internal work for me, but also this external piece of, well, this is what you're sharing with the world. Obviously, people are going to come at you for that, not for this transformation that I really wanted to be helping people with. That's really what I wanted to be doing. Right. So again, my content wasn't attracting the clients who really wanted the transformation that I knew I can help them achieve. And they sure as shit weren't going to pay me what I wanted to be paid for it. And I want to say this, I just thought about this the other day. There's a very big difference in if you're selling some course on losing 10 pounds and it's this, you know, again, just this super simple course, how to lose 10 pounds. Then your content can be that very tips, like basic kind of healthy lifestyle kind of stuff. But if it's because you are out there and you're wanting someone who is gonna invest in themselves, and I mean money, time, and energy, and do the work that it takes, they need to know, like, and trust you. And I'm sure many of you heard of that know, like, and trust factor, but it is so true. They need to feel safe with you because they're going to be sharing some things and you're going to be doing some pretty deep, awesome, and awesome work. But your content can't just be the basic ass shit. It's got to be this more, I'm like, I don't know what the word is. I'm trying to say here. I think I'll get to it in a little bit, but you know what I'm saying? It's very, very, very different. And I'm speaking to the woman that is here to really help clients in that other way. It's not just some course, you know? So, all right. I was getting some clients here and there, and that was awesome. But again, looking back, most were not necessarily super aligned. This is another thing. And again, it makes sense because since I was also kind of just following someone's, you know, other people, what they were doing and the things that I thought that I had to do. I was using, you know, somebody else's like health coaching handbook and telling me what to do in each session versus having my own thing, versus having my own thing. So I really, another thing, wasn't fully behind what I was offering Okay. So then I get introduced to a network marketing company, and then this is when things really, really took off. Side note, I had no idea that it was a network marketing company. I just saw something I was aligned with. I'm like, let's go. I felt it and I went for it. And again, it really took off. I'm talking like six-figure business in less than a year, which for any business is tough. But with network marketing, I mean, I hear so many people talk about they do this for years and years and years and aren't making any money. And even the women on my team that were doing what I'm going to be talking about, they were making money as well and still are. And again, I'll share why in a minute. But okay, now let's get into the lessons and the wisdom. So here's what I wish I would have known. This is what I really wish I would have known and have been able to do. When I first started, I had no solid offer. I had no solid offer. I had no message. My message, Tatiana Amico's message. I did not have that. I had no clue on who I was speaking to. I was speaking to anybody and anyone that would listen. And I was just honestly willing to take on any client. Anyone that would pay me a dollar, I'm like, okay, yes, you're in. I was all over the place. I didn't have an aligned plan, strategy, vision. The only thing is I knew that I was building something. I knew that I was creating something. I knew, again, that what I was doing extended beyond me. But I couldn't see. I couldn't get it down. I wasn't clear. I was stuck. And I hear that all the time from many, and I get it. Also, this is huge. My energy was off. My energy was off. I did not have the certainty and the confidence in myself and what I offer. Lots and lots of subconscious stuff was running the show. So much, I didn't even realize for a while. And I'm going to say this, I did not have anyone that was helping me see all of that. That is probably the number one thing that held me back the most, and I see holding most people back the most. Also, I had no clue on what my uniqueness was, what my gifts were, what my unique brilliance was. I didn't know that. Instead, it was just this super basic, I can help you be healthy. I can help you be healthy. On my card, when I looked at it on the tagline, it said like health for new life. I'm like, what the fuck does that even mean? Right now it would be completely different. It would be very, very different. Again, I got to give myself props because I did it. I did it. I did it. But it was definitely not helping me grow that business, you know? So, and again, just sharing these really basic, boring tips, quotes. Most of the quotes that I would share was like from someone else, right? It wasn't me. It wasn't coming from me. As soon as I got what my message was, what I offer, what my uniqueness is, and I shared from that place, people felt that. Inside of me, what I felt was that I was creating a movement. And people felt that and they jumped in. And this is why my business took off so fast, the way that it did. I went from this basic, boring, cookie cutter, healthy lifestyle stuff to creating a movement. I mean, I literally called it the Hot Mama Movement. That was my old podcast. And it's where I stood for women, but I was really talking to a lot of moms because that's the, you know, where I was at that time. I stood for really taking care of yourself, going after your dreams and desires now, being more than a mom. And people felt that shit deep. And here's the thing, I still stand for all of that. That is a huge part of what I stand for and what I am still known for. So even with my pivot in my business, this was huge. It's actually pretty much what my book was about. So my book, the cover, it says help being a mom and growing a business. But what that book is really about is that going after your dreams and desires now, making yourself a priority, knowing that it's when you make yourself a priority and you listen to yourself and you go after your dreams and your desires and you know what those are, this helps everyone else around you. So again, still a huge part of what I do. So people knew who I was and what I stood for with that. It wasn't any longer about the protein count and chia seeds. Do you see the massive difference? It was no longer, let's eat for energy. Very, very different. So people began trusting me. And then I also had an aligned offer, pair that, boom. And with my energy behind it all. I mean, I was full on, this is it, let's go, let's do this. So it wasn't just a product or service, but an offer, which includes so much more than just that thing, than just the product or service. Side note, I'm pretty sure I have a video, a free masterclass on this on my site. If you go to TatianaAmico.com and go to free masterclasses, I believe it's the very last one. There's more stuff on there too, if you want to check it out. But most importantly, like I was saying, my energy was really behind it. I believed in myself and my offers. And I was having fun. And people could feel all of that. I also had a business owner and entrepreneur mindset. So it wasn't just a side hustle for me. It was not just a side, cute little side thing that I was doing. And I cringe when I hear women who want to build a business saying things like that, because that energy holds you back. Again, it's a lot of these like subconscious things that so many don't even realize. Because to me, if I was coaching someone and they said that, I wouldn't let that go. We'd be going deep into that and seeing what's actually beneath that. And then I guarantee that within that call, that session, within minutes, she'd feel completely new energy about her business. And that's what's actually going to help grow the business, right? Okay. So another reason I feel like it took off is that I hadn't been screwed by all of the outside business noise, yet. I was just following my heart and sharing from there. And so many times when I notice women that aren't doing that, I'm like, you got to put your hand on your heart. And I want you to stop thinking with that brain. That brain is amazing, but let's get out of that logical, analytical mind and come back into your heart. And what is it that you really want to say? What is it that you really want to share with the world? What is it that you really want to be doing? You share from there. Oof, that is a very different vibe. Very different vibe. So I wasn't looking at scripts and I wasn't looking at content templates and I wasn't, you know, batching content and doing all of this shit. That as soon as that came into me and I started looking at that stuff, it all fucked with my magic. And now again, I can look back and I could see that it messed with me so bad. All that logical, analytical stuff. I am just not made for that. I am here for that magic. I am here to lead with my heart and with my soul. And again, now I know that. So it is important to understand who you are. And if you're feeling resistance towards certain things, sometimes one, it could be because it's not safe. It doesn't feel safe for you. And then there's some work to do around that. And I do talk about that. I believe it was two episodes ago, that podcast episode, I think it was about why you're not getting what you want or something like that. Powerful information in there. But another reason the resistance can show up is because you are not meant to be doing things that way, because you are very, very different. And this is why I cannot stand cookie cutter shit that's out there, because not everyone is the same. Not everyone is the same. And when you can have someone that knows that and sees you and hears you and helps you because they can see and hear you, that is a whole other ballgame. Whole other ball game. Ooh, gets me riled up because damn. Okay. Whew. So very, very different. Being able to discern that is huge, the two kinds of resistance. And as soon as I started letting those scripts and all the, you could hear my voice because that's the energy. To me, it took me from this magic, fun, shining, like vibrance to this like shriveled up prune energy, I called it. I called it. And I could feel that in so many people when I go out there and I could do that because I can feel people's energies, right? Your energy speaks before you even walk into a room. And when I'm highly, highly intuitive, so I could catch that quick. And some people I'm like, dude, you just gotta let go. And that takes work to do, but I was like, oh, whew, gotta let go of some stuff so we could just let that magic out. Let it all out. Let go of that shriveled up prune energy. I say that with love because I've been there. So anyway, so again, as soon as I started letting all that noise in, things started feeling really tough. And I started thinking of more, 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 more. I need to get more, 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 more money, higher rank, et cetera. And I just started really losing myself and I was stressing out. And again, very, very different energy, very different energy. So I'm sharing this because there's always these levels. You know, I had this success and then this came in, something obviously that I needed to learn. I call them opportunities. I needed that in order to grow, to expand, to evolve. I needed to walk through that fire so I can help others. Because again, now I can see it. I can see when someone's in that. I can feel that and I can help them versus before I wouldn't have been able to. So I'm like, okay, this sucked. And also, thank you. So things are going to happen in life and business. There's always another level. There's always another level. And this is why I'm such a huge proponent of working with someone who has a fuck ton of wisdom, someone who has been through some stuff. And I know, again, many of us are here to go through the things to be able to guide and help others through. And I am 100 bazillion % one of those humans. The thing about working with someone who has been in this entrepreneurial thing for a while and has been through some stuff is the wisdom that you'll get from them, which is priceless. You got to learn all that it takes, all the beliefs that you must have. And if you haven't been it there and if you haven't gone through it, you might not know what those beliefs are. It's not just about learning a plan, a roadmap, a strategy, a process, or even just being coached. It's about knowing who you must be and having someone who gets that. Meaning that then you'll get to where you want to go faster and easier. And this is definitely something I wish I would have realized versus falling for all that shiny stuff or listening to all of this outside noise. Having someone who is all up in your stuff, guiding you, sharing wisdom, helping you with your beliefs is everything. Is everything. And I've seen what that does for my clients. I mean, they come in, a lot of them have done all this looking, following processes and falling for, you know, thinking they need someone else's codes and these roadmaps and this exact strategy and everything else. And they come to me like, I don't know, should I be doing this? I'm not sure, questioning themselves. And, but I could see the magic that is in them. And then the work is bringing that out. And the way that they change blows my freaking mind. The transformation that comes through blows my freaking mind. And what happens for their business and their lives is incredible. Whew. So. You know, another thing was just really listening to others only and not being able to listen to myself, not having someone who could help me see what was best for me or lead me to be an actual leader. I was focusing on numbers versus who I really wanted to work with. You know, the number of followers, I hate that word, but I'm just thinking of Instagram and followers and how many, you know, we pay for, people pay for followers and all of this other stuff. The numbers don't mean anything. Or how I wanted to feel, you know, I wasn't thinking of how I wanted to feel in my life and business, which is huge. Ego took over. I mean, I would look at pictures of trips I took with my family and the things that I was able to do because of the money I was making in my business, but I wasn't fully present. Also, just doing this like mindset work versus deep ass belief embodiment work. Belief embodiment work, which changes everything, that energy work. All of this is why I do what I do with my clients. all of the experiences that have given me a shit ton of wisdom and also the strategy pieces, because I have a lot of them. And why I'm so all about building an aligned business, aligned in how you desire to feel, aligned in your vision, in your offers, with your clients, and who you must be for all of this. Also, I'm going to share this because I never do. I've made well over seven figures, but I had already made over 700,000 when I started helping others with business. And this was as a health and life coach and as a network marketing leader. So selling products and services, that is a whole lot of experience. You know, I've done all the strategies. I have this myriad of knowledge along with what I know are my gifts is the intuitive skills to be able to help you discern what is best for you and assist you in making your dream business and life happen. With the strategy, which is like 1%, and all of the embodiment work, that who you must be part. So if you're ready to learn and implement what it actually takes to grow an aligned business, and you're ready to unlock that potential that you know is inside of you, amplify your message, and get your transformational work in the hands of those who need it, I am here for you. And if you go to TatianaAmico.com and you go to the Work With Me section of the website, you can find more information there. I am currently only doing one-to-one work because, again, I want to be all up in all the things so we can really make some incredible things happen. And the power of the one-to-one is like no other. It's like no other. So we're going to be working on things like having a really powerful vision that pulls you, elevating your presence, right? You're unleashing your unique voice and your expression to clarify and amplify your message. So you're creating a presence that is felt and stands out from the crowd. You're going to leave an imprint on people's souls, and you'll be remembered for who you are and what you stand for. Authentic strategy. You're going to learn all about positioning and packaging your offers and building a marketing strategy that really works for you and around being your authentic self. Aligned client attraction. So getting really clear and confident and tapped in to who you desire to work with so you can attract those soulmate clients who also want to pay you. Huge, right? Transformative and irresistible offers, because listen, you have a way of helping people that no one else can, that unique brilliance. And together we will bring this out of you and turn it into your offers that blow clients' minds. And the last part, that internal power, because this is about who you must be as you take action. It is about embodying the beliefs that align with what it is that you desire, how you want to feel, be, and have. Huge. So on my site, I do say to sign up for a chat, but you don't have to do that. You could just send me a message on Instagram or Facebook. I'm at Tatiana Amico on both. I'm super duper chill. I'm so chill. Just shoot me a message. We could chat on there. You know, how you feel about working together. All the information, including the investment, the prices, are on my site. So if you feel that and you want to talk about it, let's do it. I also understand if you're scared or if you've invested a ton and, you know, you just haven't gotten to where you're wanting to be. And I can understand the trauma that comes with investing a ton on yourself and in your business and not seeing those results. So I can definitely help you through any of that that's coming up, you know, and just, I am here for the woman, obviously, who is going to do the damn thing, right? So you're going to be showing up, you're going to be doing the work, all of that. But yeah, if anything's coming up, if there's any fear coming up or any, I've invested all of this, and or you've been freaking traumatized by a coach, I also understand that. I can definitely help you through that. So again, just DM me on the socials. And if you have anything that you want to share after listening to this, definitely share that with me too. All right. Thank you so much for listening.